This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are up and running on a feel-good football Friday, the last one of the year, baby.
That's because the last football game of the year will be contested Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm. That would be Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans between the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, in case you're not aware. And you could listen to it right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. That's right. All-day Super Bowl coverage starting at 2:30-ish, right after Terps basketball against Rutgers. Finally wrap up all the hoopla for the final game of the season. I was listening to the end of Kevin's show, Coach Sheehan, and all the fans saying how they hope the Eagles fans rot in hell, they can't root for the Eagles. They don't want the Eagles to be happy. Listen, I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other on this game. I could see both teams winning, obviously. In my mind, I've tried to separate it. I'm not going to lie to you. Ultimately, I don't pick games as a fan. I pick games with my head and with my gut and with some of the numbers. I don't sit here like a number owl and just scream number after analytic after analytic. You guys know that by me. I don't believe that DVOA is anything more than a small component of what wins football games. I just don't do that, right? So if you're mad at me, you're probably mad at me for a different reason, because I won't capitulate to your ridiculousness on the name, or because you think I hate the Commanders or the Redskins or whatever. I'm going to sit here and tell you that I do not pick games as a fan. I can watch football games and not root for anybody. I'm not rooting for the Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs in any way, shape, or form. You know what I'm rooting for? I mean, Chris, I
just want to see some good commercials.
Well, not even that. I'm not a Super Bowl halftime show. I probably won't even. Who is it? Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, it's going to be the first Super Bowl halftime show featuring a diss track, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Chris, you're going to have to explain that to me. I'm probably going to be cleaning dishes during halftime from all the food that, you know, I make that nobody will eat at the Super Bowl party.
You're already doing the dishes?
Yeah, because I don't want to do it.
You're like a puppy bowl kind of guy.
I don't want to do it at 11 o'clock at night, you know? here's the deal. People are going to take offense to this. I have no interest in Kendrick Lamar either. None at all. None.
He just won a bunch of Grammys for that record too, so.
I understand. Just because you win Grammys does not mean I have to like you.
No, I think we all understand. You know, that.
I mean, it's just like, hey, whatever British weirdo film wins an Oscar or wins 5 Oscars, and I've never even heard of it. and nor will I ever watch it or even contemplate watching it, just because a bunch of snobby artists or voters thought, oh, hey, this British film that nobody knows anything about won a bunch of Oscars because we didn't know where to put our votes. Doesn't mean I have to be interested in it. Same thing with Kendrick Lamar. That's just not for me. Just not for me. And I love all sorts of music. Maybe I'll hear a little bit of it and I'll go, oh, yeah, that sounds okay.
I mean, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny hearing him making fun of Drake.
I did hear a lyric, right? He did a lyric like where he strung a chord with an A minus or something like A minor. Yeah, I did hear that. People were going crazy about that.
Play that at the Super Bowl halftime show. That's ridiculous.
We don't
know what he'll do, but come on, that's his biggest hit of the year, probably of his career.
You know, here's the thing. During the Super Bowl halftime show, not only will I probably do a couple of dishes, but I'll also take the dog for a walk, I'll go to the bathroom, and it'll be over. It'll be painless. And then I'll just be back to what I care about, which is football. And here's the point, the original point, is I can watch this game, not root for either team, not care who wins. The only reason why I would care who wins is because of who I'm going to ultimately and officially pick later on in the show. That's it. Just to say, ha, I was right. Because during the Commanders playoff run, I picked against the Commanders in Tampa and Detroit, but I picked them to cover the number. So technically I was right, but realistically I was wrong. Then against Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game, I picked them not only obviously plus the points, wrong, but I also picked them to win outright, so I was wrong. So I need a win here in the worst way. So I am rooting for my pick officially to come and validate that I know something about football, right? I don't know if it validates really anything, but in my mind, I'd like not to be 0-4 in the postseason in terms of picking winners and losers of the big games that I had to pick, right? Because I didn't pick every game. I mean, I thought Buffalo would beat Baltimore, so I was right on that. I thought Kansas City would beat Houston. I was right on that. I thought Buffalo would find a way to beat Kansas City. I was wrong on that. And so on and so forth, right? So I was right on some games, but you get the point. I was wrong on ultimately on three Commanders games in terms of picking winners and losers. I'd like to be right on Super Bowl 59, which again comes on Sunday night from New Orleans. Might be the last New Orleans Superdome for Super Bowl for a long time. I was reading in Front Office Sports, I think it was, this morning that because of the major shortage of hotel rooms in the New Orleans area, what is great about New Orleans is the proximity of all of the entertainment, the restaurants, the hotels, all that. They did a whole bunch of renovations to the Superdome. But remember, that's not just for the Super Bowl. That's for the Sugar Bowl every year. That's for all the college football games that they play there. And oh, by the way, for 10 New Orleans Saints home games a year. Okay? But this is probably going to be the last Super Bowl in New Orleans for a long time because they have a major shortage of hotel rooms. And some of the more posh hotel rooms are going for like $15,000 a night this year or this week because of the shortage and the scarcity of the rooms anywhere near the New Orleans downtown area, right? I mean, you could stay in Baton Rouge. You could stay in...
they got Airbnb. That's the other thing. You can get a room.
Yeah. I mean, but again, depends on how far away you want to stay. Now, a lot of people don't want to be commuting a half an hour plus in from wherever their Airbnb is into downtown New Orleans. Traffic, this, that, the other thing. People...
They don't have traffic like we have traffic up here.
I know.
Their traffic is, our car stopped for 30 seconds.
Here's the other point. If you live in an Airbnb and you're, say, 20 minutes outside of whatever city you're at, right? Like, for instance, I was in Detroit 2 weeks ago, okay? And even Philadelphia 2 weeks ago, Detroit 3 weeks ago. Both of those stays, because of the cost of the hotel room, I had to go further from the downtown area, right?
Philly got mass transit, though. You can get on the subway. So if you're an appropriate subway stop, it's not too bad.
Correct. But what I wasn't sure of was I going to be out later, this, that, and the other thing? Were they going to have a connect? Whatever. So I took Uber, right? Because I didn't want to drive into the city. And that's fine. It's a fine option. But it costs you a pretty penny, right? I mean
Uber's
it costs
not cheap
you...
anymore.
No, it costs you, you know, some money. So I guess what I'm saying is if you stay in an Airbnb, say 20, 25, 30 minutes away from wherever your destination is, wherever the hot spot is, say downtown New Orleans, Bourbon Street, what have you, you know, you have that option. And if you have the money, obviously you just spend it, whatever. But not everybody has that kind of money to spend on, you know, the Airbnb, dinner, drinks, Uber, this, that, the other, over and over and over and over and over again. And again, depending on the times, like leaving a restaurant the night before the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia, downtown Philadelphia, Walnut Street in Philadelphia, there was surge pricing for no reason. There was nobody on the streets. There was nobody out. None. There was nothing going on. We weren't near the arena district. We weren't. They just arbitrary because they know that everybody's going out to dinner on a Saturday night or out drinking, and everybody needs an Uber because nobody wants to drive home, which is the safe and appropriate thing. My point being is, this is the last Super Bowl in New Orleans for a long, long time.
I just think though, if you're going to the Super Bowl, you're not trying to pinch pennies. That is not a cheap vacation if that's what you're looking for.
Correct, but not everybody has limitless supplies.
Then you're probably not.
Not everybody is Grant Paulson.
Wait a second.
Did I say that?
Super Bowl is all,
yeah.
You know.
Did I say that outright?
Yeah.
Sorry. I have to. Even if you're working at the Super Bowl, sometimes you don't have the exact situation that you need.
Sure.
And sometimes you got to lay out the money and it takes you 6 to 8 weeks to get it back if you ever get it back. Sometimes company you work for doesn't cover it, right? So you got to pay for it on your own. So, you know, you got to kind of like pick and choose your battles, right?
I mean, but that's different than the average person going to the Super Bowl who's there as a fan.
Understood.
Their team went and they're like, you know what?
Understood.
They found out 2 weeks ago that they got a chance to go and they're going to
make
thousands of dollars.
Let me ask you this, Metal Chris. If I told you, hey, man, I get you within 2 miles of the Superdome, okay, just as the destination, but it's going to cost you $900 a night in the hotel as opposed to 30 minutes away from the Superdome, whatever mileage that is. But it's going to cost you $400 a night in a hotel or in a Airbnb. What are you choosing?
So this is probably what I would actually do. So I've been in New Orleans a couple times, and I have stayed in an Airbnb that was like 15 feet off Bourbon Street, and it wasn't $900 a night. Now, it wasn't Super Bowl week.
I was going to say, was it Super Bowl week?
But there are other options there. And I'll tell you this, I don't even know if I'd care about going to the game as much as like being in a bar and watching it with people down there. I'd go for that, just being in New Orleans to do all, you know, spend a few days down there and watch the game at some sports bar. It doesn't have to be on Bourbon Street. It could be Frenchman Street, wherever. But I think it'd be a lot of fun just to be down there, because New Orleans is such a fun environment. Now, I would
but if your favorite team is playing
like
in the Super,
Eagles
if
playing,
your favorite team is playing in the Super Bowl, you want to be in a bar somewhere?
I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I think football is a great television sport, and I don't have to be.
I don't disagree
games,
with you.
So, I don't disagree with you.
But
now, there's other sports. Like if it say it was like the Caps, and for some reason they were playing a New Orleans hockey team that doesn't exist, in the finals, and you know maybe I'd want to be at the game because that's a game that I want to be up. Basketball is another one. You know, it's like you want to be up close and like right. But football, I love watching like a good screen. Like
that being said, again, the overall arching point is if you first of all, ticket prices are. I was reading this morning about 30%.
Out of my price range.
Under value or under market, I guess, from what they were expected to be or whatever. That was according to one survey or one site that I read. And I get, you know, my news from, you know, different dribs and drabs and not drab as in Matt Cahill, you know, like different sources, right? So maybe some of this is colored by whoever is doing the reporting, whoever is doing the feature, right? And they were saying, like, like TickPick, you can get like 30% lower value on the tickets than you could like a week ago because there's less demand than they were expecting, right? People are kind of tuned out a little bit. They're bored of the Chiefs because the Chiefs are so good. They don't like the Eagles because the Eagles are the Eagles and because of their dopey fans and whatever. Anyway, there's all sorts of different like elements, you know, to the experience. Now, next year, they're going to be in Santa Clara, right, in where the 49ers play. And that is a real, real, real expensive part of the country, number one.
Airbnb's up there ain't going to be cheap either.
Yeah, and here's the thing that's interesting.
But it's not like in San Francisco, right? Isn't it like a little bit out?
It's like 45 minutes south of San Francisco. Yeah, like and San that's Jose the point, almost, right? Is you have a ton of hotel rooms in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But that's a long, long drive to get to the stadium
Uber.
And presume. Now, I don't know where Media Row is going to be, okay? So if the Media Row is in San Francisco, people can understand, okay? Fine, which is the smart thing, right? I would think that it would be in San Francisco, but I don't remember where it was when the game was at Levi's Stadium. I don't know if it was in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center, say, for instance, because it could be there. Now, that's the other part of this. It's not just, okay, Santa Clara doesn't have hotels. San Jose does have hotels. Now, it's not San Francisco, but the point being is that's an area where it costs you like $3,500, $4,000 a month in rent for a 600-foot square foot apartment. So you know the costs are going to be outrageous just to do the trip next year, right? Never mind the game itself, right? And that's the whole part of this is we all know that the NFL and the tourism of these particular cities have ruined the experience if you're on any sort of budget. Now, if you're not on a budget.
If you're a trust fund kid.
If you're a trust fund kid, you can do whatever the hell you want and not even bat an eyelash. But
personally, I am not one.
I am not one either. I'll tell you that much. I mean, I have money from my parents passing away. I put it all towards my retirement because I can't trust this business, and I also put it away in case my kids need it after I go kaput. Okay? But that doesn't mean I'm going on luxurious vacations or anything like that. Anyway, the point of this, the dude story is the Super Bowl, you know, they tried to make it, and they have made it, the greatest spectacle in sports. They've done a good job, obviously, with that, as long as, again, you have the funds. But to me, here's the moral of the story. Hotels, ticket prices, bars, halftime shows, whatever. And I know I'm a rare bird when it comes to this stuff. All I care about is the football game. I've been to one Super Bowl, right? And literally Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones were rolled right past me. I was like interested. I was like, oh, that's Mick Jagger. I didn't care. All I wanted to do was talk about the football game and cover the football game, and that's it. And literally, there was so much media at Ford Field that particular Super Bowl 40, that we were in an overflow compound. I didn't even get to watch the game from the open-air press box that I just watched the Commanders destroy the Lions in 2 weeks ago. I was in an overflow auxiliary room in the bowels of Ford Field, right? But I was on the sideline right until kickoff. I managed to duck and evade. But anyway, the point being is all I care about is the football game. So on Sunday, right, while you guys are rooting against the Philadelphia Eagles because you hate their fans, maybe because they destroyed you in the NFC Championship game if you're a Commanders fan, which a lot of our audience obviously is, or because you're bored with the Kansas City Chiefs and their pursuit of greatness, all of that means absolutely nothing to me. Like, when I say I can't wait for this game, some of it is I can't wait to just play the game so I can find out, okay, on that night, who is the better team and how does it play out? Some of it is because of fatigue. But the other part of it is I don't have to have pom-poms in my hand. I don't have to have a team that I'm rooting for. I don't have to dress up in any garb to enjoy a football game. I don't even have to be there. I don't have to spend a lot of money. I don't have to gamble a lot of money. I don't have to have a lot of people over. I don't have to be at a bar. I love football. I can watch it on my TV. And if nobody is with me, I'm just fine and dandy. Just don't call me, which will not happen. Don't text me, which will not happen because everybody thinks I have nothing better to do in my life than text. Okay, trust me. If you saw my phone, and it's not...
You were texting me today.
Well, yeah, that was for work, Chris. I'm talking about people that... I don't want to criticize anybody, but my point being is, like, don't text me, don't call me. I'm watching the game. I don't need to be a fan. I don't need to wear pom poms. I don't need to have huge bets. I have like 25 $1-ish bets on the game. Maybe one of them will come through. Maybe I'll go 0-25. I don't know. I don't need the halftime show. I don't need the pregame show. I don't need the postgame show. I just need the football game. I don't need to be there. I don't need anything. I'm too old at this point. I just want to enjoy the game. That's it. And maybe that makes me grandpa get off my lawn.
I think the halftime show being doing the dishes is a little grandpa get off my lawn.
Perhaps. And if that's the case, I'll wear the crown. Michael Phillips joins us from New Orleans, where he's wrapping up his coverage for our sister station, 910 The Fan. In Richmond, he will join us in about 10 minutes right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, good to have you with us. Take you up till 4 o'clock. Michael Phillips from New Orleans coming up. Sam Bruckhouse, Sumer Sports from New Orleans at 2 o'clock. Super Bowl 59 on the way. Leonard Fournette, you remember playoff Lenny? The last team to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl was because Leonard Fournette kicked their ass. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium in 2020. Well, the 2020 season, I should say. 2021 Super Bowl. That is all still to come. We could squeeze in your phone calls, 301-230-0980, if you want to weigh in on Super Bowl 59. I don't really want to talk about the Commander's name change or Myles Garrett today. We've done enough of that. One thing I did want to mention here real quickly, everybody is up in arms that Josh Allen won the MVP. People, I don't know what you're looking at. I really don't. It's not voter fatigue. It's not any of that. Josh Allen was the most valuable player to his team in the league. That's the heart and the spirit of what MVP means. It does not mean who has the best statistical year. It does not mean who wins the most games, although that is a component of it. It is who is most valuable to his team in the league.
I mean, couldn't that be Mahomes in like every year too?
Of course. And maybe more so this year than in years past because he's got less talent to work with this year. And they had some injuries and a lot of changeover and so on and so forth. I'm not saying it's not about statistics because of course it is. You have to have the requisite statistics in order to be in the conversation. And again, Mahomes and the Chiefs were more of a dink and dunk type offense, which they've been morphing into over the last couple of years anyway. And because other guys were better, including Lamar Jackson. Like Lamar Jackson was better than Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback. And probably you could make an argument that Mahomes was more valuable to his team. But you have to have the numbers and the value representative across the board and the winning. Again, Kansas City and Baltimore obviously both won. You have to have a number of factors go your way. Well, Buffalo and Josh Allen. I know Josh Allen did not have the same exact numbers as Lamar Jackson, but how I arrived long ago at Josh Allen, I've been saying it for weeks and weeks on end, and I had the argument with many people online before last night. I know Grant and I, you know, on the way back from Philadelphia had a good debate. Both of us thought Josh Allen would win it, and I thought for sure the AP vote would go against Josh Allen because Lamar won the AP first team all MVP, and that's the same people that voted. Well, they actually understood the assignment, the voters. Value different than statistics. Value different than who had the best statistical year. Lamar Jackson had the best statistical year. Value different. We'll ask Michael Phillips that next as part of his Super Bowl 50 coverage for 910 The Fan in Richmond and as well for the Richmonder, which he is a part of and obviously runs and is basically, again, in the process of launching off the ground. We will do that shortly on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app after a trending alert. All right, indeed, Josh Allen winning his first MVP last night, edging out Lamar Jackson, two-time winner, of course, Jaden Daniels winning the offensive player of rookie of the year for the Washington Commanders. Also, the offensive moment of the year for the Hail Mary to Noah Brown at the end of the Bears' regular season win. How about the Pittsburgh Steelers heading to Ireland for their first NFL regular season game coming up? Hall of Fame class announced last night. Sterling Sharp, part of the Veterans Committee. He gets in. Eric Allen of the Philadelphia Eagles and more. Eli Manning not getting in. Again, we'll talk about some of this with Michael Phillips coming up and Sam Bruckhaus from New Orleans as well. From the NBA, the Wizards returning home with a three-game winning streak tonight. They host the Cleveland Cavaliers. 7 o'clock, 6:45 the coverage right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And that is what's trending. All right, good to have you with us. About 1:34 and change right here on a Feel Good Football Friday. Last one of the year because the last football game of the year is coming up on Sunday night. A gentleman who has been in New Orleans all week to cover some of the festivities.
It's the draft.
Is Michael Phillips.
But finding talent in the draft and having the ability to bring the
hello. Hi, Michael. I don't know what's going on behind you, but I can hear somebody else making a point or talking. So,
sorry, I'm on the move here.
Okay. Instead of MP on the mic, it's MP on the move, baby.
MP on the move. It's Radio Row, and I've never seen it this crowded since the pandemic, at least for
really?
Sure.
Really? Okay.
It's bigger than last year in Vegas. There's more people moving around. There's a lot of people that didn't get tables. They're just like wandering around with their cameras, like yelling and doing things. Mm. So I'm gonna find us a nice quiet corner here, and we're gonna talk. Some
well,
stuff.
I appreciate that.
It's been a fun week in New Orleans.
So like when you're doing the show from 10 to noon on 910 The Fan and the Odyssey app, do you have like a bunch of weirdos coming up to you and asking you weird questions like what the weather is gonna be like on Sunday or in a dome or did we have none? of that
there's definitely a high shtick element here, of course. Mm. Everybody knows that about the Super Bowl, but there's a ton of football guys here too. I think everybody loves New Orleans, so a lot of the football guys who maybe just sit it out normally are here doing the rounds with Will Anderson on our show today from the Houston Texans, with D. Robin Eckler. I think the players enjoy being down here because it's a fun city. Why wouldn't they? There's lots for them to do here. And for all but two of the teams, they don't have to worry about curfew this time of year.
If I had the money that they have, I would be down there too, Michael. I'll tell you that. I saw you had beignets for breakfast, yes? Was that an everyday thing or just a last day of the week thing? What's the deal with that?
Last day, I'm getting on the plane here in a couple hours, wrapped up the show, headed home, and I thought, I actually went all week without having one because I was too busy eating fish and gumbo, so I was not going to let myself leave town without taking care of business on the last day.
Attaboy. Yeah. I'm proud of you. Michael Phillips from, of course.
Well, you'll weigh in on this, Rooster, because they had a media party for us on Tuesday nights, they had a beignet truck there.
Ooh.
But the beignets were glazed.
Oh.
I contend that's not a beignet, that's a donut. I ate it and I enjoyed it.
So I am not a beignet expert by any means, but what I associate beignets with is what you have, again, you can see the picture of it, at Michael P. and RVA on Michael's Twitter X page, what have you, with the powdered sugar. Now, it's a lot of powdered sugar, but that's what I traditionally would, in my mind, associate as opposed to a glazed. But I will say this. I had some beignets at Capital One Arena a couple of weeks ago in a suite that the Capitals were nice enough to provide. And they had way less powdered sugar than the ones you had. Was that from Café du Monde or no?
They were not. They were another place down the street. I've had the Café du Monde. This is the most powdered sugar that has ever been put on a beignet.
Yes.
I certainly acknowledge that.
You're going to die from an infliction of powdered sugar. Not that you're going to die. I mean, you're figuratively, of course.
Yeah, I used to be fit. Then I came down here and did this for the week. I think the sifter must have broken or there's a hole in it or something. the reason I held off on beignets all week was, I dress up. I'm not like wearing a suit and tie, but I'm wearing a nice shirt. You know, we're doing radio. We're representing Odyssey, this big global company. And I want to put my best face forward for Odyssey, of course. You know, so I'm a little dressed up. But today I'm going straight to the plane. And I'm in a T-shirt today. So I thought, you know, if I get white powder all over myself, like people expect that from a guy in a T-shirt. People are, like, if you have a dress shirt and you spill the powdered sugar all over it, people are judging you.
It's very fair point.
If you wear the T-shirt, you're prejudged. Yeah. So it's a nothing to lose situation.
It's a very fair point. All right. I guess at some point we're required actually to talk football. Before we get to the game, last night, obviously, offensive rookie of the year, no surprise. Jaden Daniels, moment of the year, the Hail Mary. I guess the only surprise would be what? That Jaden didn't get every first place vote?
Yeah, you know, I thought Bo Nix was going to get one, and I was kind of pre-mad about that. But it was Brock Bowers who got one, and I actually think you can justify that. We had Aaron Schatz on our show. He's used to be Football Outsiders. I think FTN's his company now. He's one of the 50 voters, and I asked him, and he said, I actually had Brock Bowers before changing it last minute to Jaden Daniels. We agreed it's a defensible decision because Brock Bowers had the best rookie tight end season in 40 years. And you know, Jaden, of course, is the very deserving winner, and Aaron ultimately changed his vote to Jaden. I don't think this is a thing we'll remember ever. Nobody remembers how many votes RG3 got. He wasn't unanimous. So there's Yeah, these things are forgotten to history. I think what I've taken away from it that's cool, and Snoop Dogg made the joke, you know, that Jaden Daniels is so good we had to tell Washington that this show exists. we have these national guys on, like, you know, Trey Wingo was on the other day and all these people. And you always ask them a question about your local team when they're on, and for years it was always like, it stinks to be you. They're knowledgeable this year because they've spent the last 3 weeks watching this team and breaking this team down. And so the excitement around the team, and even you saw Myles Garrett doing the rounds yesterday. Every free agent, Chris, is always going to say, oh, you know, sure, I'd go play for that team, because you want to keep the, you know, keep the number of bidders high.
Right.
But he was Jaden Daniels. I would love to play with Jaden Daniels. Washington, get me that. Like, that's a level of enthusiasm we don't usually.
Well, and we knew not only the turnaround overall as an organization, and again, that's important coupled with Jaden Daniels, right? And they go part and parcel with each other, or, you know, without Jaden, they don't do the turnaround, but it's Jaden, it's Dan Quinn, it's Adam Peters, it's new ownership, it's the new culture, it's the new brotherhood, it's the new atmosphere. And then you said you have Eckler and other guys running around, and they're talking to their buddies. Yeah, man, Washington's awesome, this, that, and the other thing. All right, real quickly, I want to ask you this before we get into the game. Did you have a problem with Josh Allen winning MVP? I did not. I've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, value is different than statistics. To me, Lamar Jackson had Derrick Henry to help him out. I'm not saying Josh Allen did it by himself, but I believed he provided more value to his team than Lamar Jackson. He won it. I was surprised that he won it. Were you surprised that he won it?
You are a fountain of correctness at all times, Chris Russell.
But something that's never been said, Michael. Frame that. Frame that, Baresh. Frame that. Yeah, I appreciate it, but that's something that nobody has ever accused me of.
Never more so than right now. I agree with everything you just said. I did have one surprise, and that is I thought Saquon would get at least a first-place vote. He did not. I don't know if the voters felt they were litigating the two quarterbacks and just, you know, okay, Saquon, he's your second or third place, fine. I think Saquon was deserving of some first-place votes. It's hard to say, but I think I might have given him one had I had a ballot. I think it's fair to say the Eagles are not in this spot right now. Without Saquon Barkley, what he did for all running backs this year, him and Derrick Henry, is certainly going to change the way the NFL is viewed going forward. Not to say I think he should have won, just that I think he was worthy of being maybe a little more in the conversation than he turned out to be.
Yeah, and again, you know, like, everybody has different determinations and ways to evaluate things, right? Some people people look at pure analytics. Some people look at pure statistics. Some people look at wins and history and reputation. I mean, there is no, my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, there is no defined criteria that says you must vote and evaluate this, right? Or only this. So for everybody, the answer is a little bit different. And I appreciate you saying that about Saquon Barkley. And I knew Saquon wouldn't get the love that Lamar and or Josh Allen got. And I also understand that the quarterback obviously is just more important than the running back. All right, we'll leave that aside. Super Bowl 59, Chiefs, Eagles. I opened up the show and I've said all week, you and I covered the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia. We saw the home team get whacked upside the head. That doesn't mean that I can't pick or believe or, I don't want to say root for because I'm not rooting for them, but believe that the Eagles are going to win this game. Where are you at on that?
The Eagles were one drive away from beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and I think it's inarguable that their roster this year is better than that roster was.
Correct.
Top to bottom, 1-53, they've gotten better as a team. I think it's tough to say that for the Chiefs. I think they've taken some steps backwards, and we've seen that this year in the way they haven't been dominant like they've normally been dominant. You know, at wide receiver, they tried to get Xavier Worthy. It really hasn't worked out the way they thought it would there. Face value, the Eagles are a better roster, the Chiefs are a worse roster from a game that was very competitive a couple of years ago. That said, I think Andy Reid's the best coach in football right now. I think the key for the Eagles is going to be to go up two scores to keep them at arm's length. What is it we see over and over again? If Mahomes has the ball and it's a one-score game, he's not going to lose. He's just not. The Eagles have to be up by two scores in the fourth quarter to hold them at that arm's length, let the defense seal the game, because if Mahomes smells it, if he sees it, he's going to go take it.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And that's almost how we felt really throughout the year about Jaden Daniels, right? So, not to say that they're the same quarterback, and obviously Patrick Mahomes is in a rarefied air, but almost the feeling all year long was if Jaden was tied or down three or what, you knew he was scoring. And you knew they were scoring, meaning the Commanders, and it's almost exactly that kind of feeling with Mahomes. Now, let me ask you this. You mentioned Worthy, obviously rookie. I know DeAndre Hopkins had a big game a couple of weeks ago when he first came to Kansas City, but there hasn't been much there. Is Kelce, in your mind, the most, outside of Mahomes, the most important figure? And here's why I ask that, because he should be, and he has been, but he hasn't been that good outside of the Houston playoff game this year, quite honestly, and maybe Pittsburgh on Christmas Day. And I think this Eagles secondary between Blankenship, between C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and even Zach Bond, their excellent linebacker, should be able to somewhat keep him in check.
Yeah, I thought we saw that Houston game right as the flip the switch moment for Travis Kelce, where last year all season hey, what's wrong with Travis Kelce? And then the playoff star is that's Travis Kelce.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
But he wasn't against Buffalo.
Yeah.
I don't think the Chiefs can win this game without a strong performance from Travis Kelce. I think that's a very fair assessment. It's interesting, though, because I think there's just so many ways these guys can beat you that if the Eagles put everything they've got into stopping Travis Kelce, Mahomes will figure it out. I'm watching Mahomes' legs. He's, in key moments, historically, he has pulled the ball down and run, something we don't see a lot from him, outside of the scrambles on a regular basis. It makes you wonder if this is going to be one of those games where he says, all right, I'm not Jaden Daniels. I'm not a scrambler. I'm not a running quarterback. But the Super Bowl's on the line. They're shutting my guys down. I'm going to go get this.
Interesting. One last one for you, and then we'll let you go. So you mentioned, obviously Mahomes, and I think everybody would take Mahomes over Hurts. Andy Reid, I think everybody would take Andy Reid over Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
One other one, and I love to talk about place kickers probably more than I should. Harrison Butker, I got to take him over Jake Elliott. And if a game comes down to a kick, and maybe it doesn't even, it's not even in that final sequence, maybe it's throughout the game, extra points, missed field goals, what have you, that goes heavily in favor, in my opinion, of the Chiefs.
That's a great point. Yeah, the Chiefs have the better kicker coming into this game, and all the more reason for Philly to get out to a big lead. You know, you can't make mistakes, right? We've seen that. You know, teams think they've got the Chiefs down. They make the mistake. They come back, and a missed field goal is the ultimate mistake, right? And we've seen that from Elliott. You and I have seen that in person from Elliott this postseason. This isn't the game America wanted. I will fully acknowledge that. This is not the game America wanted, Chris. But I think it's a really good one.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And I think people are absolutely bonkers nuts, as usual. Real quickly, what do you think is the better defense? Because you can make an argument for both, right? I mean, Chris Jones is awesome. Jalen Carter is awesome. Trent McDuffie, I don't know if he's, you know, quite what Quinyon Mitchell is. But, I mean, they're both pretty good. Which defense do you like better in this game?
The Eagles have better players. The Chiefs are better coached defensively. The Eagles are, I mean, what a masterclass in roster building they've put on. You go to the Super Bowl, you tear it down, you build it back up. And you look at the way they've strategically done it, too. Okay, Terry McLaurin's beaten us twice a year. Okay, we're going to Dallas. CeeDee Lamb's beaten us twice a year. What do? You use the pick on Cooper DeJean. You know, you know, and you move around in the draft. You find the value. You go get it. You get the guy you want. You know, I don't like anything about Philadelphia, but man, if Adam Peters wants to take notes from the way one team has done it over the past 5 years, the way they've built that roster is incredible and is really impressive. And also, shout out to Spags. I don't know how he's not a head coach. What a steal for Kansas City to have that guy. He's so good.
So you're so right. And again, there's just so many juicy things about this matchup. I can't believe anybody would say, I'm going to go watch a movie instead of that. Stop. Enough. Michael, safe travels home. I appreciate you making some room for us to get away from the riffraff at Radio Row. I hope Grant Paulson paid for dinner last night. Yes? No?
I've had some lovely meals with Grant. He's great company. I've worked to expand his culinary palate, and I'm afraid I was largely unsuccessful.
I was going to say, that was about to be your biggest hit of the week, but
no.
I mean, there's only so much. You can only lead a gator to drink so many times. All right. I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a beignet for me on your way out the door. Thank you, Michael.
You bet.
All right. That is Michael Phillips. Again, make sure you listen to him, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Monday through Friday. MP on the mic, 10 a.m. to noon. And then our buddy AWOD from noon to 3 as well. And as well, check out the Richmonder, therichmonder.com. All right, some good Super Bowl 59 preview stuff there. We'll come back and give you a bunch of numbers, facts, and figures and sprinkle that in, because at 2 o'clock, we'll make the turn for Sam Bruckhaus. We'll do more X's and O's, more football matchup. Actually, you know, again, I know everybody wants to talk about commercials and Kendrick Lamar and Dopey Terry Bradshaw. I want to talk about none of that stuff. I want to talk about the game. You know, the game that we'll actually watch, or that many of us will want to watch or will watch. Not the dopey commercials. Not the dopey halftime show. Get off my lawn on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The 2024 AP Offensive Rookie of the Year is Jaden Daniels!
First and foremost, I want to thank God, you know, for allowing me to be in this presence of greatness and being on this stage, man. I want to thank my mom that's in the stands. I want to thank my family back home. You know, shout out to y'all for helping me get to this point. Washington, Commanders, Josh Harris, and all you guys, thank you guys for changing my life, for drafting me. Everybody back home, the DMV, the Washington fan base, man, appreciate you guys. Shout out to my boys, Malik and Brian, man, love y'all. Couldn't be at this point without y'all. I know it's competing each and every week, man, but love y'all, and thank you to everybody.
All right, that was indeed Jaden Daniels, as you could probably figure, thanking just about everybody. In a very nice, emotional, I guess, speech. Emotional might be strong. He is so close to his mom.
Well, he doesn't have like a girlfriend, I hear.
No, he doesn't have a girlfriend. No, I guess Pat. I saw a little clip of McAfee had him on the other day, and Jaden's mom was off on the side. And Jaden pointed out, you know, to her, and they kind of flashed the camera on, you know, and you know, McAfee was like, oh, you know, like you said, forever, he's not going to have a girlfriend. And you hear Jaden, who's off camera at this point, basically being like, not forever.
And he's back in New Orleans with Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like, I don't know.
Yeah, Jaden's like, Mama, you can only control so much, baby. I'm not your little boy anymore. I'll always be your little boy, but I ain't that little, you know? I'm Offensive Rookie of the Year, baby. I don't know the status. I don't know why I think about this. I don't know the status of him and his dad. I don't know. I met his mom a couple of weeks ago in Philadelphia. I never hear anything about his dad, but I don't know the status of that relationship. So again, he just, you know, like, you want to call him a mama's boy, fine. I don't know. I think that's a little demeaning. I think he's just clearly very loving and respectful to his mother, right? And, you know, I can just say this, you know, I love my mom, and I had a good relationship with her, but at times it was very, 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 very complicated. And I wished it wasn't. And now I don't have that opportunity to reverse that. And I wish I was a little bit more patient, and I wish she was a little bit more patient. So for anybody that worries about all that stuff and mommy control and this, that, and the other thing, I mean, listen, I don't think she's trying to control, you know, every part of his life. I just think she's trying to protect him. There's a difference between protection and control. Until I see more, and I know there was some stuff at Arizona State, until I see more evidence of control as opposed to protection, I'm not going to worry about it by any stretch, but I know some people are worried about it as well. Anyway, congratulations to Jaden Daniels. Coming up next, Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports. Sumer Sports has been with us the last couple of days at 2 o'clock from the Super Bowl in New Orleans. More X's and O's, more Super Bowl 59 preview next, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.